because of the many activities we have lined up, we'll just give a very brief exhortation. Our theme is a grateful heart, right? Are we together? Grateful heart. 1 Chronicles chapter 17. Can we quickly open to it? First Chronicles 17. 29:13, right? Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy great name. And that is what we are doing this morning. I've said for this discussion, a grateful heart sings. A grateful heart does what? Sings. I pray that God will give you a song in the name of Jesus. The Lord will give you what? A song to sing. When a heart is merry, he will sing and sing praises unto our God. Psalm 33, verse 3 says, Psalm 33, verse 3. They sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. Hallelujah. So God is interested in noise. Shout unto God. Make a joyful noise unto him. A heart that is grateful will sing unto God, as the psalmist has enjoined us to do. Psalm 96, verse 1, said the same thing. We are just going around. It says, Psalm 96, verse 1. Oh, sing unto the Lord. What? A new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, people of Winning Faith Assembly. Sing a new song. For God has done great things for us, and we are glad. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord has done what? Great things for us, and we are glad, and we rejoice in him. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Psalm 98, verse 1 also says the same thing. It says, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. For he has done what? Marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten us what? Hallelujah. The hand of the Lord has given us victory. And that is why we are rejoicing today. That is why our heart is rejoicing. Hallelujah. Can we take this chorus? Melody in my heart today. That song just jump in my heart. We know it. Melody in my heart today. There's a melody in my heart. Melody in my heart today. There's a melody. appreciation of what God has done. A grateful heart will sing to God. Something must engineer praise in your heart. And the heart must give God the praise. Hallelujah. And I challenge us that in all that we go through, let us appreciate God and sing praises unto Him and magnify His holy name. The text we are going to look at is in Psalm 126. And then I will round up. It says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with what? Singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. Whereof we are what? We are glad. They turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. May God bless the reading of His word. When the Lord turned again, when the Lord turned again, there is a turning that the Lord is doing and that He will do in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, God is turning circumstances around for better for you. Are you with me this morning? There is a turning. When the Lord turned again, He turned again. There was a reversal of events. Things changed. Laws were broken. God turned things around. This is a song sung by the children of Israel who were in captivity and they were returning back to Jerusalem. And say, oh, when the Lord turned again. So there is a turning, a change of events. Things cannot go this way. And God is stepping in to turn things around. Your circumstances will turn for good. In the name of Jesus Christ. There is a turning. God turning weeping to joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a turning, a turnaround. What you have lost, God will replace them for you. There is a turning that is happening. By the reason of our gathering here today, God is turning things around. I can see everything. 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 I can see everything. A turning. The wayward child will return home. Because there will be a turning. He said the Lord turned again. The husband or the spouse that has run away will return. Because there will be a turning in the name of Jesus. Your health is facing challenges. Oh, the Bible says, when God turned again, God is going to turn that situation around for you. The backsliders will return home. Because God will turn things around again. In the name of Jesus. Your wealth is turning. It's coming back. I say, it's coming back. I say, it's coming back. In the mighty name of Jesus, When the Lord turned again, your poverty will be turned to prosperity. In the mighty name of Jesus. When the Lord turned again, there will be restoration in the house. There will be peace in your house. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whatsoever you think you have lost, God will replace them. I can't hear your amen. He says, when the Lord turned again, who is doing the turning? I can't hear you. It is God that is doing the turning. And he will surely do that for you in the mighty name of Jesus. You will stop being a tenant and become a landlord, just like we are. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say, when the Lord turned again, the captivity of Zion, God is the one turning things around, changing situation, making them new again, transforming them, changing the story. Your story will change, oh. I can't hear your amen. Believe anyone that will come in here today, say they will say, the story of Itires Church has changed. And that will be your testimony. Because you are part of these great things, the Lord will give you a testimony in the mighty name of Jesus. A grateful heart sings. So when the people said, when the Lord turned again, the captivity of Zion, we are like them that dream. I don't know what represents captivity in your life. God is bringing you out of them. Captivity, the things that are holding you down, not allowing you to make progress. It could be money. That God will give you money. I said, God will give you money. Prosperity will locate you in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that is holding you bound, is it a habit or character that is holding you down? The Lord will deliver you from every form of slavery in the name of Jesus Christ. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we are like them that dreamed. Things that you believe are so difficult to change, it is God that will change them. And he will surely change them. He will turn them around for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. It will be like a dream. And then you will suddenly wake up and realize that, oh, it is true. Like many of us. Somebody at lunch came here, was it during the week? I said, I didn't know. First time, I said, this is what? It's a reality. Hallelujah. It is a reality. And it is the doing of the Lord. It is marvelous in our eyes. You know, when Peter was released from prison, he felt like he was what? He was dreaming. Dreaming. Until he realized, no, it's not a dream. It is a reality. God will visit you. In a special way, in the mighty name of Jesus. In this year of our covenant of peace, God will visit you. He will visit your homes, your businesses, in the mighty name of Jesus. When God does this, he says, and then was our mouth filled with what? Can somebody laugh at me this morning? I mean laugh. There's an anointing for laughter. Receive the anointing for laughter. And then can you begin to laugh at me? You know how to laugh. You are not laughing. You are smiling. There's a difference between the two. Can you laugh and let's see? Woo! Hallelujah. It says, our mouth was filled. So when the laughter is really coming, overflowing, it will be ha 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 ha. Glory. Hallelujah. Mouth filled with laughter, overflowing. Say, then our mouth is filled with laughter. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And not only that, it says, and our tongue with what? Singing. This instrument that God has given to you. It says, our tongue is filled with singing. And then, and they say, among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done. Can we read together verse 3? Psalm 126. If you are there, let me know. Say ha ha ha. Psalm 126, verse 3. If you are there, say ha ha ha. Glory be to God. Now we read Psalm 126, verse 3 together. 1, 2, go. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. One more time. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Praise the name of the Lord. God has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. We are glad. And in the prayer, it said, turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. God is giving somebody a new song today. Say, God is giving you a new song today in the name of Jesus Christ. It's a song dedicated unto God, not unto idol. It's a song of praise unto God, not to man, not to earthly king. It's a song dedicated and sang in the midst of the people of God, the saints of God, not among sinners. It's a song unto our God. God is giving you a new song, and God is going to anoint your tongue and your mouth to sing a new song unto him in the mighty name of Jesus. And for you to sing a song unto God, a song that God himself will accept, you must know him. Hallelujah. You must know him and be able to come into his presence and sing unto him. You come to his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his court. How? With praise. And how can you do that? If you have no relationship with him, you cannot. And in the last day, it is the song. Because the Bible says in heaven, there's great rejoicing. Angels singing unto God. Mass choir. Singing praises unto our God. And God wants to qualify you to be part of that. In Revelation 14, verse 3. Revelation 14. If I start from verse 1. It says, and I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion. And with him, hallelujah, and 144,000 having his father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. Verse 3. And they sung as it were a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Praise the name of the Lord. God is going to give you a new song. And I pray for you this morning that you'll be qualified to sit before the throne of grace and join the mass choir and sing praises unto our God in the mighty name of Jesus. The only thing that qualifies you is the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross of Calvary for your sins, for your redemption. And you must accept him as your Lord and Savior if you have not done so. So if there be anyone here seated, you have not given your life to Christ, I urge you this morning. that you hand over your life to him so that God can give you a new song and you'll be part of the choir, the great choir in heaven that will sing unto our God in the mighty name of Jesus. If you have gone wayward, God is asking you to come back home. Come back home. He's inviting you, just like the prodigal son. He says, come back home. The Bible said the prodigal son came to his senses, and what did he do? He returned. He said, I will go to my father and say to him, Father, I've sinned against the heaven, and I've sinned against you. Have mercy on me. And the father welcomed him. God will welcome you this morning as you make a return to the home, to the Lord in the name of Jesus. Say, when the Lord turned again our captivity, we are like them that dream. And he filled our mouth with laughter and gave us a new song. God will give you a new song. Shall we pray? Let's pray.